There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Y'all, we are here. It is a new, it's a special, it's a special Reality Gaze interview.
If you're wondering, if you're looking in the air and you're thinking, why do I see glitter? Why do I see, you could do this in such, we know what it's like being in Texas. Like, how did you get that? Like, where did that come from for you? Was that always inside of you?
Where is the confidence?
Yeah.
Where do you find your confidence?
You know, I'm one of those people that I'm always quick to just like, I'm never going to say anything behind your back that I wouldn't say to your face. And I just carry myself in like a bitch way in a sense. And I just have to know that not everybody, you know, thinks the same way I do, or, you know, has the same values or opinions as me. And you know what? I'm going to do me, and I'm going to live my life the way I want to live it. And if you don't want to be a part of it, I'm not going to force you to be a part of my life. So I kind of just, you know, take it with a grain of salt, and I carry my head in that, you know, I'm a bitch. And if you don't like it, well, there's the door.
You keep your head up like a pig.
Just like a pig. That's right.
Yes.
Just like a pig.
I kind of know. I'm a little familiar with your talking about by living your life in bitch mode. Just a little. I kind of do that. Just a bit.
Just a bit.
Just a bit. It's great. So I want to know, how did you get involved with livestock shows? And what drew you to pig shows specifically, showing pigs?
So actually, okay, before I was born, my mom was actually pregnant with me at the state fair. And so I had already, you know, started. I was already in the womb at my very first show.
Yes.
But then after I was born, you know, my grandparents owned a very large show pig company here in South Texas. And, you know, they were one of the few here where we live that had a show pig farm. And my grandma and grandma kept that for 20 something years. And then, you know, I started getting into it. When I was little, at 3 years old, my grandpa was like telling my mom, hey, we've got to make sure we get him behind pigs. He has to do this. And so at three, it was technically when I showed my very first pig. And then once I got into middle school, I was just like, hey, this is what I want to do. Like, why do we not have pigs yet? And so then, of course, my grandpa was like, all right, let's go. It's, you know, it started. And so in the third grade, I had my first set of pigs, and I think we did 5 that year and did really well. And it just progressed as I got older. It became more passionate and more, I became more involved in what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. And then by my senior year, I had 5 sows of my own. I was breeding my own pigs. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's become a very big deal for me. I'm very passionate about this. This is my life. And I would not change it for anything.
And did you know the reins while you were showing pigs? Or I know you talk a little bit about, you talk about what the reins meant to you on the show, but I'm interested, how did you get connected with them?
So it's actually kind of like a weird way. So I actually showed against Keely and Cammy, and I never actually knew who they were. I knew of them because they wore the flag shirts. They were the flag girls. They were the red, white, blue girls. So there's actually pictures of me and Cammy in the ring together, like showing against each other. But I didn't actually get introduced to them until I had already graduated high school. And Josh's uncle, I was working for him at the time, and he said, hey, you know, my nephew breeds pigs. I think you really need to meet them. And so I drove over there one day and met them and talked to them for a long time. And then you know, a few days later, I called Jody and I said, hey, it's my sister's senior year. I want to get some pigs for her and another kid that's showing for me. Like, can I come look? And they said, absolutely. And so we went over there. Me and my grandma went over there and we looked at all their pigs and I picked out three that I wanted. And from that point on, it was just, you know, I was at Jody's house all the time. I wouldn't even call. Sometimes I would just show up and always bring Jody a Dr. Pepper because she there's one place in town that she absolutely loves them from. So I would stop and get a fountain Dr. Pepper for Jody and then just show up and she'd be like, oh, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, hell, just came to hang out.
Can I just say that is the thing? There is a best, like where the town I grew up in, the Huddle House had the best like fountain Diet Cokes or soda.
Grove Mart had the best Dr.
Like
Pepper.
That is a southern, it's a small town thing. You will go and people talk about it and they compete with like, no, it's this one is the best one.
And Dr. Pepper is a thing where I'm from too. I've been to the museum. Don't get me started.
Mm-hmm. God, no, you're
yes.
not.
Don't get me, but ooh. So
you just kind of fell in with them because they really seem like you guys, that they respect you and you guys kind of treat each other like equals. And I love that. I love seeing that.
They are, you know, it's like I've said before, they would give you the shirt off their back and everything that they have. Jody and Josh are just those kind of people. And, you know, their kids are amazing. I look at Cannon as my little brother. I absolutely love him. And of course, Keely and Cammie are right there. So I love the family and they've taken me in like I'm one of their own. And you would never know that I'm not one of their kids if you saw us out in public because we just all act like I'm family.
Yeah.
With Cannon, like, that's something that was very meaningful, Jake. And I thought this kind of brotherly relationship you have. And I can't imagine, or I have to imagine that it's probably just, I know you've had some turmoil a little bit in your own family with you coming out and everything. And not that I'm not talking about Cannon's sexuality. I just mean like, that's gotta be healing though, to like be able to be just a loving, unconditional, loving mentor to someone who's younger than you like that.
So with Cannon, it was actually kind of weird to start with. Cannon didn't really, when I first started coming around and, you know, as I became more involved, Cannon was very quiet, didn't really talk to me, didn't want anything to do with me, didn't care what I had to say, was kind of just did his own thing. And really, honestly, in the last year that I've been coming around and just hanging out more and doing more with them, Cannon has now like gotten to the point where he'll listen to what I'm saying. He'll ask me for advice. He comes and like jokes around and plays and, you know, he has this nickname for me right now and he calls me Rat every time I show up. We still have not figured out why, but that's what he calls me. And so we've actually grown over the last year and we've gotten very, very close. Cannon and I have. So
we call you the Cannon Whisperer because when he's crying and upset, you're the one person that gets to him.
So it's either me or Cammie. And here recently I've been very surprised because it's been more me. And, you know, I feel with Cannon doing that and coming to me, I feel very respected and very valued and important to Cannon. And, you know, I feel like it's because he doesn't have a brother, you know, he has Manu that's like a brother to him. And then of course he has me, but in reality he has two sisters and he's the baby. And so I think that in his mind, you know, it's nice to have me around where I'm around a lot. I'm there and he can, you know, talk to me and I can sympathize where he's coming from and why he's feeling the way he's feeling. And so just for him to come to me and want to actually listen and talk to me is very comforting to me that he values my opinion that much.
Yeah. I would say you're obviously a very competitive person and I'm the same. I think a lot of times as kids who grow up, especially LGBT kids, queer kids, you grow up because the one thing you do well is the thing that you get praised for. And then it makes you very competitive. I know that's for me. I was a musician and I was playing piano all the way through school and that was my thing. And I would get super competitive because I was rewarded for kind of my achievements. And I was like, how do you see, what is competition to you? And what makes you so competitive?
So We learned very fast that this is something that I am very good at, and I do it very well. And, you know, people who don't know me that meet me for the first time, whether it be at a pig show or I go to a breeder's house to look at pigs, whatever the case may be, they've always said that I have a true eye for this and that I'm very good at what I do. And that's part of why I, you know, decided to start breeding my own and doing my own thing is, you know, I watch the trends. I keep up with the trend, what's going on in the industry, who's got the hottest genetics. They call me the genetic junkie because, you know, I have to know my genetics. But I get very passionate about it, and this is what I love to do. And so when it comes down to show season, they tell me I have a problem. You know, I don't go buy expensive handbags or shoes or clothes. I buy pigs constantly, like year round. So, you know, and I do that to stay on top of the trend, to get these kids out there to show. And, you know, I say in a way that, you know, I do for some of these kids because it is about the kids and it is about them and I want to see them win. But I have just as much time invested in these animals as the kids do. You know, I'm there every day. I get to see what's going on and I'm rooting for my kids to win. I'm rooting for Cannon to win. And so I get very competitive on that note because it's like, you know, that's one of my pigs that came out of my barn and I want that pig to go win because that's good publicity for me. And so, you know, when we win, I get very excited and it's all over social media. And then when we lose, I get very bitter and I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going home.
I think, and that's what I kind of have the same feeling when I don't, like, even with board games, I'm super competitive. I have some friends who don't want to play board games with me because especially when I'm not winning, I don't feel good about myself.
She's a monster and she cheats.
Go ahead.
I was just, you brought up social media. So have people been coming at you left and right since the show premiered? Like whether it's,
have exes who like, remember that time?
Or you have guys sliding your DMs or do you have like, queer people are like, oh my God, I show pigs too. There's something like that out there.
I actually don't. You know, I have people that come in and have messaged on social media, but I have not had like, you know, anybody crazy sliding into my DMs saying, oh, you know, do you remember this time? Do you remember that time? And this, that, or what we did. That I haven't had happen yet, but it is crazy in the number of people that will ask, you know, or say things on my social media. Like I had somebody the other day message me and was like, hey, you're super cute, you know, what's your Cash App? And I'm like, what do you want my Cash App for? Like, if you think there's going to be benefits behind this, it's not going to happen.
I'm so upset no one has asked for my Cash App. We're fucking broke. No one's giving us anything.
You know what? I think if I was 25, I think people would ask.
I would have no money and bad decisions, Tyler.
Yeah.
I did have somebody PayPal me $50 the other day with no strings attached, just did it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, thanks.
People are proud for you. They're proud for you of what you're representing. And also, we do have to ask, since you brought it up, are you single? Are you in the pig pens? I don't know what y'all say.
I am very single. Very, very single.
Ooh, very single.
Oh, please don't hit on our guest.
No, I'm not!
So, like, Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse.
Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
We have to ask, so I'm super curious, like, has this been, you know, this show is, you know, we originally, one of our good friends is Kate Casey, she's a podcaster, and I know that she just had the producer of Pig Royalty on the show.
Ben,
And, you know, originally, I don't think a lot of people know, this show was produced to be about the Boleros, and then it kind of ended up coming into this kind of like, as we said, this Shakespeare, we literally compared this show to Shakespeare.
I said it's Shakespeare because it's two families alike in dignity, kind of.
But it's like Montagues and Capulet.
And I've been saying that she's got three daughters like King Lear.
We're very gay in our description.
It's full on. So,
Was that a surprise the way it was edited? Did y'all expect this show to come out this way where all of you readers just kind of like, what the fuck?
You know, okay, so when it first started, I actually was not a part of the show. I was just more of an extra. And the more and more they started to see me and the producers started to see me, like, through edits, they were like, okay, wait, you know, we need to add him. We need to get him more involved. And then, you know, so through the season, everything's progressed. And honestly, when it came out, I texted one of the producers before it even episode one ever dropped. And I was like, I'm so nervous. I feel like I'm just going to be an extra in the show. Like, I don't know where my place is going to be. And she was like, stop worrying about that. That's not the case. And then when everything came out and everything unrolled, I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. Like, I'm loving it. I love the way that the producers edited this, the way it was done. I'm not upset with it in any way. I think that they did a perfect job portraying each and every one of us in the manner that we wanted to be portrayed in. And, you know, there are some people on the show who say that the network edited them poorly, but you can't edit someone poorly, in my opinion, on her aspect, because the editors actually saved her, because there were so many things that they had to edit out because it was just so bad, the way she acted and the things she said were just so bad. And so they actually made her look very decent compared to what the original cut was. And, you know, I just feel like you're getting a taste of your own medicine of what and how you've treated people this whole time. And you just don't like seeing it on TV because now it's publicized. But you know what? If you're going to be a mean person, it's going to show. Sorry.
Tyler, I have no idea what you're talking about. Zero.
No idea.
Speaking of that person, you used a term a while back though that you say it's for the kids. Someone's catchphrase this season was "It's for the kids." It's everything's for
the kids.
Okay. So we can talk a little about Michelle Valero, who it's no secret has been kind of, especially in the editing, she's been quite the villain. And her three wicked stepsisters, who are there with her. And it is interesting. And just like, it was interesting that you said that, because you can't edit something that's not already there. So what she's having a problem with, it seems like to me, is they didn't make her come off in a good light. So that's what she had a problem with. Like yeah. You just said, she said all those things.
Yeah, like bad or good reality, I mean, or good or bad, whatever you want to call it. You know, it will be like in a housewife, someone will say something and then they cut to like, you know, whatever, Lisa Vanderpump making a face when she's like, I didn't make that face when she said, this is not that. This is literally just the words coming out of her mouth. So it's, and I think it's just, it's, I think we watched a lot of reality TV. And I feel like it's been a pretty accurate, it feels a very accurate portrayal. Because honestly, it's not as if Jody is seen as like an angel. Like Jody is nice, but Jody also, we've said this on our show.
She's tough.
She's tough. She is calculating. Like she's there. You know, I forgot his name, but she wasn't just being nice when she went and talked to that one man with the two, what's his name? The two daughters.
Two daughters. I can't remember.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about and I can't think of his name.
It's like Carter,
Kane,
or
Justin Kane.
Yeah,
Kane, said, Mr. Kane.
Yeah, when she says, "And if you need anything, well, we're here." That's some shady Southern bullshit. Yeah. We know that. So, you know, it's smart business. So,
but I just want to say that you're exactly right in that. What did you know? I know you know the Reigns. Did you know the Boleros personally before the show?
So before the show, I actually did. I showed again with their daughters. And even when I showed with their daughters, they just were not people that you approached. They were very self-absorbed. Like if we were at shows, there wasn't people that actually hung out with them or talked to them unless it was, you know, their friends from school, because they were just mean. And, you know, I didn't talk to them a whole lot. But actually before we did this show, Michelle and her husband Roy came to my farm and bought pigs from me for Nugget. So it's very interesting to see how it's all played out. And I think that there was a lot of back and forth that she thought we were saying stuff and that wasn't the case. Because as I've watched the show, I'm still lost as to where Michelle thinks Jody did her wrong and needs to apologize. I haven't seen that yet. So, you know, it is a little confusing, but I don't quite get it. But I did know them prior to this show starting.
See, this is what I love. Everything is this huge epic. That's the thing. The producers and the way this is shot and the way they told these stories, it could have easily been told in a way that just kind of just presented you guys as it and kind of like glommed over the details. But the production and I'm sure you probably watching the show, you're like, wow, this is so much fun to watch because they're good storytellers. The producers know what they're doing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna wrap up soon, Phil, because we know you're busy. Cause it's not just canon. You're working with a lot of, you have like a whole crew of kids
your own
that you're teaching, right?
Yeah. Yes, I have a very large group of kids that I work with. We actually just had another kid's family come to me and ask, and so we'll be working with them this summer. We're going to go to a few different jackpot shows. You know, we're going to do State Fair again. So there's a few kids that I'll pick up, you know, throughout the year.
Cool.
That's wonderful. Have there been any celebrities or anything that have tagged you or do you know that have watched the show or fans of the show or anything or yet?
You know, I wish there was. I keep saying I wish Ellen DeGeneres would watch the show and like hashtag me or invite me to her show. That's like the ultimate dream right there is to have Ellen call me and be like, come to the show. Or Nicki Minaj, you know, to have her watch the show and call me. That would be cool, or tag me in something. But as far as like celebrities like tagging us or saying anything, not that I am aware of at this point. But who knows what could happen.
Who knows? They should be. It's because it's the best show. Now we're gonna, our last little thing, we're gonna do a little rapid fire. And so we're just gonna say a cast member's name and we just want you to say the first word that comes to your mind, honey.
Okay.
No judgment, just the first thing that comes
whatever,
out.
Yeah, whatever. Poodle, you can go first.
I'll start. Nugget.
Kind.
I love Nugget. He's a star, and you're a star.
We hope Nugget kind of comes over to your side. That's what we're
I'm hoping. Trying. I'm trying to work that into the cards.
Oh, that would be amazing.
But no, so Jody Ring.
Oh, love.
What about Cammy?
Oh, hot.
Oh, ooh. There you go. All right. Thank you so much for playing rapid fire with us, Tyler.
Of course.
There's no prize.
Tyler, there's no prize.
My prize is being on the show. I love it. Thank you.
Well, thank everyone loses.
Wait, this isn't fucking elephant. The only thing Poodle and I could give someone is HPV. That's about it.
So Tyler, we wish you all success, and we hope you guys get a second season out of this. I can't wait to find out what happens on Tuesdays.
I want to go to a pig show. My family's not far. I can go see my mama in Dallas.
I am so excited about what this could mean for the stock show industry for you guys. And
also for queer country kids. Like I've talked about our show, our future FFA was huge where I was from. And I know there's these little gay boys and gay girls in there trying to show pigs and hogs. So, Tyler, tell everybody where they can find you and where they can obsess over you.
So you can find me on Facebook. I also have my Show Pig page, which is on Facebook, too. Go watch my TikToks. It's TyParrish52 on TikTok. I promote a lot of the show on my TikToks. You can also see me get a little crazy and wild on my TikToks as well.
Ooh.
So go look at my social media. I'm all over it. 98% of the time I'm on social media. So,
well, we've said on the show multiple times, when and if we're ever in Texas or if we do a live show in San Antonio, girl, we're taking you out for a drink.
Oh, and if y'all do a live show in San Antonio, you have to have me on. I would love to come and do that. That would be great.
That'd be wonderful. All right, Tyler.
Thank you so much, Tyler.
Thank y'all for having me.
Y'all, that's it. Special shout out to Tyler Parrish. Thank you so much for hanging with us. We really appreciate it. We also have an interview coming up with Jody and the Reens. We'll be dropping that on Wednesday after the show because, you know, Pig Royalty, the finale, airs on Tuesday on Discovery Plus. So, y'all, I mean, if you are not watching Pig Royalty, I can't help you. So check it out on Tuesday, and you know what, Poodle and I will be watching it. And remember, y'all keep going, Queens.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.